You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Retail activity in the country is set to increase with some 20 foreign brands likely to enter India in the next 6 to 8 months, according to retail consultants and experts. This is double the number of about 10 foreign brands that would enter India annually in the pre-pandemic period. An attractive retail market and growing affluence in consumer tastes are among the key reasons for the interest shown by foreign brands in India, said experts. Also, large groups such as Reliance and Aditya Birla are open to partnerships with foreign brands, with Reliance brands, part of Reliance Retail in particular, being the most aggressive of the lot. The consultancy on Thursday released a report which said that retail leasing activity in India had grown 24% year-on-year in the first half of CY 2023, led by foreign and domestic brands. Moving on, British American Tobacco (BAT), which owns 29.1% stake in ITC, has given its in-principle approval to the diversified conglomerate's decision to demerge its hotels business to unlock value. We are aware of ITC's intention to demerge its hotel business. In principle, we are supportive of this, though recognize it is subject to a number of approvals and will take some time to complete, a BAT spokesperson told EFI. The scheme of demerger is subject to necessary approval from shareholders, creditors, stock exchanges, Securities and Exchange Board of India, National Company Law Tribunal, and other regulatory authorities as required. Now, a news related to JSW Steel. Sajan Jindal-led JSW Steel is planning to bid for a majority stake in Tech Resources coking coal business. The Canadian company is considering various proposals, including a partial sale of its steelmaking coal business. The Indian company has initiated discussions with Tech Resources to acquire anywhere between 20% and 75% in latter steelmaking coal or coking coal business. The stake would be priced anywhere between $1 billion and $8 billion, depending on the percentage it intends to acquire, sources close to the development said. In a separate development, with the robust pace of capital expenditure by the infrastructure ministries and the interest-free CapEx loans to the state governments, the centre will have spent 60% of the Rs 10 trillion CapEx budget for the current fiscal by September, Finance Secretary T.V. Somanathan told EFI. This will be enabled by the robust pace of spending being maintained by the key infrastructure ministries and agencies and the front-loading of the release of CapEx loans to the state governments, he said. Commenting on the recent surge in inflation, which made the Reserve Bank of India's forecast of average inflation of 6.2% in the current quarter look like an underestimate, the secretary said food inflation is expected to cool by September as fresh harvest will increase supplies. Now, a news related to RBI, the Reserve Bank of India on Thursday said retail inflation is expected to average well above its target band of 4% to 6% in Q2 FY24 and called for major reforms in the perishable supply chain to prevent recurrent price shocks. To be sure, India's consumer price index-based inflation rose to a 15-month high of 7.44% in July, primarily led by a rise in vegetable prices, especially those of tomatoes. This price shock came after inflation had cooled from its peak of 7.3% in Q1 FY23 to 4.6% in Q1 FY24. The RBI's Monetary Policy Committee earlier this month hiked its inflation forecast for current fiscal by 30 BPS to 5.4% and for Q2 by 100 BPS to 6.2%. It now looks that at least the Q2 forecast will be overshot. Stable prices for consumers, assured supplies and remunerative proceeds for farmers will follow when such reforms lead to efficiency and productivity gains, the report said. In another development, small finance banks have shown a marked improvement in asset quality in recent years and have managed to reduce some of the initial skepticism over their business models. However, a plethora of issues like a high cost of deposits, product concentration and geographical concentration has left Reserve Bank of India and investors unconvinced. The entire business model of small finance banks is microfinance or small-ticket loan heavy with the cost structure of a bank. If you want to make money at a microfinance level, your cost structures would have to be microfinance-like, not bank-like, says Bhavik Hathi, Managing Director, Alvarez & Marcel. Lastly, the benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally lower on August 18 as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a negative start for the broader index with a loss of 65 points. The BSE Sensex dropped 388 points to close the previous session at 65,151 points, while the Nifty 50 closed 99 points lower at 19,365 points, trading near its 200-day moving average of 19,599 points and trying to sustain the ongoing momentum. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.